Good afternoon. The law, which allows for a person suffering from a serious and incurable disease or a chronic and disabling condition to end their life, comes into force today. From now, a person who meets these strict criteria can request a medically assisted ending for their life. The controversial euthanasia law was passed by members of the Congress of Deputies in March. It means Spain is now one of four countries in Europe which allows for legally assisted dying, including Belgium, Luxembourg and the Netherlands. The Guardia Civil carried out an operation against drug trafficking in Mijas yesterday and seized 400 kilograms of hashish. Sources close to the investigation said several bundles of the drug were found in what could be called a hashish nursery, resulting in the arrest of eight people. Around 120 officers carried out the investigation. A total of six searches were carried out in Mijas and Fuengirola. The news comes as officers of the National Police arrested a man in Malaga for drug trafficking and selling hashish to young people and students, which resulted in the arrest of a 64-year-old man. Gibraltar voted yesterday by a large majority to ease its draconian abortion laws in a referendum delayed for over a year by the pandemic, so results showed early this morning. Some 62% of voters cast their ballots in favour of an amended law allowing abortion where a woman's mental or physical health is at risk or when fetuses have fatal physical defects. Just over 36% voted against the move in a ballot that exposed sharply opposing views within the normally close-knit British enclave, home to some 32,000 people. At present, abortion is banned in Gibraltar on pain of life imprisonment, although such a penalty has not been applied in modern times. The only exception is where it would save the mother's life. The amended law will mean a woman will be able to undergo an abortion up to 12 weeks into her pregnancy. The amended legislation is expected to come into force fairly quickly, although officials have not laid out a specific timeline. Carolina Darius, the health minister, announced yesterday that at the beginning of the next season, both football and ABC basketball stadiums will be allowed to return to their pre-pandemic capacities for spectators. This was by a royal decree approved by the Council of Ministers that modifies the new normality law of last summer. Football stadiums and professional basketball courts will be allowed to admit the public, subject to the capacity decided by each autonomous community, with the use of a face mask where there is no safe distance. Ms. Darius made the announcement after also announcing how the use of face masks outdoors would be relaxed. And after 14 years, the Spanish flag now flies from the top of Benidorm's Intempo building. The symbolic topping out was attended by the architect responsible for Benidorm's tallest building and the fifth tallest in Spain. Hit by the 2008 economic crisis, work on the arch-shaped building was halted in 2014 when it was almost complete. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.